Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goss, goss, goss right into my ears.
Goss, gossing. We are gossing.
From gigs to wigs to digs, we've goss it all.
Mm-hmm. I want your goss.
Catholic Church controversy. AI taking over. Things are grim.
But our tip spot, maybe a girl, is running for office to help make the world a better place. So a vote for maybe is a vote for change. And it wouldn't be Hot Gossip without some juicy letters from you. So yes, we will be diving into the DMs.
Are you ready?
Been ready.
Let's go. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Ooh. Ooh, I've got my AAA Girls mug.
Mm. Oh, are you drinking some Mind Bloom? I take Butt Bloom.
I don't know what that is.
Mind Bloom is ketamine therapy that Karens use now. They're like, oh, it's Mind Bloom. You're on K, bitch.
Maybe I should try that. Maybe that would level me out.
I think Gia and Candy should get some white coats and be in the commercial.
We want to welcome you back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of Hot Goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics,
Deeks.
And take a deep dive into DMs. So let's go ahead and get into some
Hot Goss.
Can we do an episode called Hot Goths where we dress in like really goth, like lip piercing and like
I'm into
Dinko jeans and like a corn shirt.
Mm-hmm. And then like a sock with a hole cut in it worn as a wristband.
Oh,
with
mama,
with your thumb.
Me
I mean, that's your steez. I really feel like that could be you. That was your goth high school version.
Goth is a gateway to drag, I think. Because you're encouraged to wear makeup. You're kind of, I don't know, bracelets.
You go to Rocky Horror.
Sure.
Mm-hmm, which is the ultimate gateway drag.
That's how I got roped into this.
I'm
career.
Pretty sure there's a goth day. Maybe we should do it for goth day next year.
Or can this we year. Dance under a bridge?
Oh, fully. I was thinking of that. Yes. Those children.
Or dance in the middle of that spinning carnival ride.
Oh, pumping so hard, just pumping.
May 22nd, World Goth Day.
Well,
oh my God. Okay. It writes itself, girls.
Thank God they moved DragCon, so now we have a chance to do it. to the middle of the hottest month of the year in LA, July.
Is that Mother's Day?
Every day is Mother's Day when you're mom plus gold.
Yes. You did Fat Slut.
Honey, I've done all the LA gigs. I did, last week I did
Heart. Local girl?
I'm local girl. You know I'm a local girl. Always been a local girl. Mm-hmm. I did Heart last week with Lolita Colby. And then I did Mismatch Game with Dennis Hensley at the Renberg. And then I did Fat Slut at Precinct. With Meatball and Megami and Mamshi and Shanita and Misty Violet.
Miss Mamshi, I find her so captivating.
I know nothing about her and I want to know way more.
Yes.
While Meatball, it's the different. It's the opposite.
You know so much and you wish you knew less.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. But she's so great, Mamshi. And Megami's mix was amazing. Precinct was so fun, except this one man... He decided to bring his own little accoutrement to the Fat Slut finals when he was in the finals for the eating contest. He brought chamoya sauce, which is a really concentrated, like red orange sauce that you put on like the edge of a cup and then dip into like a sprinkle for that, you know, that stickiness, that flavor.
I know where this is going.
It poured, he poured it over his head and it got on the other guy. He was pink from head to toe after 20 minutes of scrubbing in the employee bathroom. It had stained him pink and red. He looked like the devil from Powderpuff Girls. And then the other person he was competing with, he was all pink too, but not as bad, just knees, elbows and stuff. But Meatball got fined by the club. It wasn't as worse as the time where she had mashed potatoes and shrimp all over. But like it was these guys.
Why did she get fined? Because it stained the hardware?
The cleanup. The cleanup was extensive.
And it got on the equipment this time. It got up on the lights.
Yeah, because he was slapping his body and making it go everywhere. I thank God had a barricade. Meatball was my levy. And I was already wearing red because I'm what? Red and wild. I've learned from the best. I've learned from you.
But if that got on your resplendent breastplate, that would stain that shit.
My titties did stain this weekend. I put them on like something with that had like newsprint, and the dark black from the newsprint seeped into the rubber of my tit. So now my
silly putty tits.
Old putty tits.
Silly putty tits. You need to press a Kathy cartoon on them titties.
Shut up.
Get it on there.
You need to find a hat that fits, man, because you were at a college show in Westchester University.
This is what you had in mind when you were talking about fucking Plasma's hat. You said the hair should be bigger and the hat should be perched atop the hair. This is what you would have gotten.
No, bitch, I'm going to pull up that picture right now so you can see what I mean, because you clearly are at a loss.
I'm on the final minutes of Barbara Streisand's audiobook.
How is it?
And I think my life will be barren and empty without her in it.
Well, you better finish it before the parade passes by.
Before the parade passes by.
Okay, I found it.
Okay, well, her in the giant hat looks like a Julie Andrews wig, but okay.
No, look, bitch. That is what I'm talking about. Hair.
Computer, enhance.
Oh, no, with the feathers. That hair. That's what I'm talking about. It may not be a hat.
Well, that's a different.
But like even on milieu. The hat and the brown dress, you can see she has like the hair poofed out.
My you hair see? Poofed out. It poofed out.
I love
no,
it.
No, I do see what you mean.
I just want Plasma to look like a fucking Sheena Easton hair hopper hooker. Just once.
Well, you know the girls listen to the pod and they listen to the advice, so maybe she'll show up to the reunion looking all fucking estrogened.
So, bitch, this hat with the rhinestones, you know it got tangled all up in that bee's nest of hair.
Let me tell you the story. This was not my look fellas. For the night, okay?
Now, fellas, I'd like to talk to you for just a minute.
Is that okay?
Is it okay? Now, if you think you got a big dick and you can tear a piece of pussy up, let me hear.
Yeah.
Just as I thought, not a goddamn word. Are you hurting me? Motherfucker, you are tickling me.
No, the story behind this hat was this belonged to one of the performers in the show that I was hosting. And she ended up like throwing it, you know, to the side during the number. And so after she was done, I went up and I couldn't resist the moment of putting it on because Beyonce said it's country time, bitch.
It is country
time. Want some lemonade? Because it's country time. Oh, is this a tie-in to lemonade?
I don't know.
Country time lemonade?
I don't know. I like sun tea.
I want house.
I want house. Do you see Meatball dressed as a house?
I want a backyard where I can put a jar with tea bags in it and make sun tea. If I'm spray painting something...
I don't want to have
for
to worry.
For a project. I don't want to get it all over my neighbor's car.
<I'm> I heard Delta Work went to the Dollar General and she slammed her bag down on the thing.
She said, only if you're paying for it.
She never took her headphones out of her ear.
She was on the phone the whole time.
She was on her phone the whole time. And then they said, do you want a bag? And she said, only if you're paying for it, bitch.
I heard someone.
It's an eyewitness account.
Girl. And then did you see the further due diligence where the person was like, oh, I love you. I worship. Blah, blah, blah. None of it was true.
Yeah, this is the full story.
This is what they do. This is what they do.
Someone went on Delta's account and made up this whole elaborate story that we just described. Delta messaged them and said, this is not true. You know it's not true. Why are you
making shit up? I don't wear headphones. I'm not that girl.
And they were like, oh my God, I love you. I just wanted to get on the, I just wanted to get on your show, Radar. On your podcast.
There are so many better ways to get someone's attention than to make up malicious statements about them that the everyday folk on your page can't decipher as true or false. And that's how rumors get started. And that is gossip.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like
it
either.
Did you see the artist rendering?
Of Delta? Oh, yeah, I love it. It's so good.
Dollar Tree.
Everything.
Delta works so happy at Dollar Tree.
new promo art for sure.
Well, I think this was made with AI because that's the look she wore on the Miha episode, but we don't have anything full body. Like, she's only sitting behind the desk, and this is like from the side and like shows.
Yeah.
You know, so this looks a little AI treated.
We should definitely do like a bust up drag award at the Shibati Awards. Like best drag from nipples up.
Love.
Well, that's what you can do in Photoshop now. It has like the AI setting where you can expand the picture and it fills in what it thinks it is. And it's usually pretty accurate. Although... Mm-hmm. I did one where it showed like part of my eye, and so it filled in the rest of my face, and it made me look like a 16-year-old girl.
Goals. Yeah. Well, I've been seeing you've been doing blue eyes. She did blue eyes at Westchester.
Old blue eyes. Doing a university show is, first of all, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them.
In bed by 10.
Yes, very that. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like it's
kids
like
spend
when
their parents'
Beyonce,
money.
Right? When Beyonce does a concert in Dubai, because it's like you don't have to. It's not really promoted. You don't have to, you know, promote it. You don't have to. It's just like it happens, and like no one really knows about it except the people who were there. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. I felt like Beyonce in Dubai, but Westchester University, great drags, great people, really, really fun event. We have a rainbow spotlight. This is the song that's taking over.
Yes. This is Going Live. It's Boots by Selena S. Titties. There's a music video, lots of familiar faces throwing ass. Go check it out.
How many Dora the Explorers can be in one video? I think this might be the record breaker.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a listen.
I saw Godoy up in it. It's titties.
Hola, soy Selena. Can you say tirando culo? That means throwing ass. Can you throw ass? Let's see.
No swiping in the house. Hey. Selena in the house. Hey. Let's go in the house. Hey. Booty make it bounce. Hey. Everybody, let's go, let's go. Everybody, vamano, vamano. Everybody, let's go, let's go. Everybody, vamano, vamano.
You already know what the name is.
Let's go. Everybody, let's go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
The beautiful entity and woman that passed away last week, Cecilia Gentile, she had her funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and 1,400 people came out, activists, writers, artists of all kinds. And Vogue did this beautiful write-up about the funeral, and the right wing and the conservatives are up in arms about it because there were a couple of florid speakers who said everything that they wanted to say, and they called Cecilia la madre de las putas, Saint Cecilia, the mother of whores.
Oh, so she took your title?
I inherited it. I'm West.
Oh,
Coast
you're
captain.
The daughter. You're the daughter.
I love that that she was sent off in a great way. And the Archdiocese of New York condemned the funeral. They expressed outrage at what was called scandalous behavior. They said the cathedral only knew family and friends were requesting a funeral mass for a Catholic and had no idea our welcome and prayer would be degraded in such a sacrilegious and deceptive way, said Reverend Enrique Salvo, the rector at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Such a scandal occurred at America's parish church makes it worse. It took place as Lent was beginning, the annual 40-day struggle with the forces of sin and darkness, and is a potent reminder of how much we need prayer, reparation, repentance, grace, and mercy to which this holy season invites us. Reverend Salvo added that the cathedral offered a mass of reparation at the direction of Cardinal Timothy Dolan to atone for the funeral.
Well, guess what?
What?
The one thing that's common and in common among everyone in the world is that everybody dies. Mm-hmm. That's just the common thread. And so everyone's life is going to be celebrated in a different way when they die. And I bet this funeral was glamorous, beautiful, sincere, ecstatic. I bet this was the way that she would have wanted to be sent off, in a beautiful building, there's nothing sacrilegious about that. That is the celebration of the life of someone who touched a lot of people in her time here on this earth. So, girl, they're mad because they're not fucking, because their funeral is going to be boring as fuck with horrible music. I can guarantee it.
My drag mother's funeral service a couple weeks ago, they were told that if anybody says any curse words, they get fined $500 by the church with the big red H ribbon on the side.
Get my checkbook, bitch.
I was like, I'm not going up there. I'm not doing it.
There's got to be. Oh, this is a million-dollar market, because the way that funerary services are mishandled, this generation that is our generation is gonna be fucking doing things differently than it's been done in the past. People don't want this sort of dour, dowdy, sort of fake, like tacky funeral. I certainly fucking don't.
What do you want?
Good music, good lighting, open bar,
can we vape?
Swearing. Yes, vaping.
Chanel.
Swearing.
Chanel at the door.
This is what I want.
Well, we'll make it happen.
Well, I don't plan on dying soon.
I know. Courtney will go first. She's oldest.
Oh, my God.
And they always say the pretty people go first. I mean, look at her. She's full of
himbo. I would like to talk about Sora. OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT Text and DALL-E 3 Pictures, have started to share new videos created by AI, and they're staggeringly real looking. Humanity is not ready for this, writes Robbie Lockie. OpenAI DALL-E, the creators of ChatGPT-4 have launched a new text-to-video model. The risk levels for misinformation and disinformation never before seen are now a reality. So the World Economic Forum has ranked misinformation as the number one global threat above extreme weather. What is your take? Do you think this technology is evolving at an irresponsible rate? So, yeah, here, look at an example. So basically, what this service will be is you can type in, I want to see a woman's eye up close.
That's not a real person?
No.
Oh, wow.
And it goes on. That's not a real bird, but it looks really fucking real.
So you could say, I want to see Putin in a dress.
Yes.
And it'll give you Putin in a dress on video.
Yes. And the fact that this is coming out in an election year, this is a young woman walking in the city.
City girl.
The fact that this is coming out in an election year is really, it's going to be wild to see what happens, because you can make anybody kind of say anything.
What was this? A pirate ship in Coca-Cola?
That's what it looks like. That's not real.
Well, we're taking this post as real, and in the post they're saying misinformation is the biggest threat. So, you know, theoretically this person is posting. But if you look at his mouth, like, look at the way he's sort of mumbling, it's like that's not real talking.
There is something off about AI-generated people.
That looks like...
I think they're going to try to make it so, like, if something is generated with AI, it's labeled as such. But, like, you can... There's
people are stupid. They don't read labels.
Around that. Look
at the person that had peanut anaphylactic shock at my show because she didn't read a label about my Uncrustable titty. Mm. People are dumb. They don't read. We read, but we don't read.
I mean, I think that AI...
Not until the House of Intuition comes out.
Follow your heart, your intuition.
That's what
Jewel
says.
That's what Jewel says.
It can lead you in the right direction.
It can.
Are you AI? Are you real? Milky white.
I'm AI.
We have a very special tip spot coming up as soon as this break is over, so you'll want to keep tuned in.
Yes. Well, Derek, get the mop. We got to clean out that. Oh, my. The septic tank overflowed in the dressing room again.
Oh, God.
We got to clean it out.
Were there feathers on the floor? Were there feathers?
The rain. I swear. We never think it's going to rain. It rains every February. We never think it's going to rain.
Oh, somebody get a sump pump.
We have a very special tip spot this week. She has been on the pod before. You know her, you love her, and you're going to vote for her. Okay. Please welcome to the pod and the stage, Maybe a girl.
Hello.
Hi, Maybe. I saw you on Barry Delta a few weeks ago, and you were wonderful.
Thank you. I had so much fun with her.
And then I saw your sign in a yard in Silver Lake somewhere.
Yes. We have been putting our signs everywhere. We have a lot of supporters and looking forward to it. I mean, the election's just a couple of weeks away.
It's
okay. So this is happening. It's only a couple of weeks away.
March 5th.
Yes,
yeah.
March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So
the congressional election is coming up here in California, March 5th. I received my mail-in ballot. I haven't peeled my sticker off yet because it's cheating if you do it too early. You have to do it when you vote. So you are running for Congress to represent California's 30th congressional district.
That's right.
So what is that gonna look like?
So it's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be fabulous. This is my third time running for this position. I came on and spoke with y'all, I think it was back in 2020 when I was running my first time. And I ended up coming in third place out of 8 candidates. We decided, while we came so close to the second place spot to move on to the general election, we have to try again. So we ran again in 2022. And I made it to the general election. I came in second place out of 9 candidates. And, we didn't win because we were up against a 22-year incumbent with more than $15 million in his war chest. But he has since announced that he's not seeking re-election. So it's an open seat this year. So this district is going to have a completely different representative come January 2025. And, given that we came in second place last year, we have a really great chance of actually winning this time. I'm the most progressive candidate on the ballots. I'm the only elected official in this race who's calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. I am for universal health care, housing for all, environmental justice, tuition-free college, racial justice, LGBTQIA rights, reproductive rights, gun control, all of the good stuff.
White shoes in September?
We can talk about it.
Okay. All right. I mean, you call yourself a progressive. I'm just saying. So I see your name in the LA Times, and every time you're covered by them, they list you as a trans activist who's raised over $100,000 and not as an elected official or someone who's made history or someone who's made waves in the election before. Is this all tips? Were someone pooling tips? How'd you get all that coin, honey?
Well, we have done all of our fundraising entirely through grassroots efforts. So I'm a corporate-free candidate. We do not take any sort of corporate PAC money. And it's the reason that is important is because you take a look at our elected officials and they claim to want things like healthcare for everybody, but they're being sponsored by health insurance companies, hospitals, the healthcare industry. They're not actually going to be fighting for these things because their donors will not allow them to, their corporate donors. So it's been a frustrating process, the way that the media has portrayed me. I'm the only elected official who is constantly skipped over in terms of not only my title, but my political accomplishments. I'm one of 6 candidates who is running for this seat, who's already in elected office. So I'm currently serving my third term on the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council right here in LA. I'm the treasurer. I'm the at-large representative. I do a lot of work for the council and a lot of work for the city. And it's really frustrating that every time the LA Times prints an article about this race, all I'm listed it as is trans activist, which it's true. I am a trans activist. You know, we made history in 2022 when I advanced to the general election. It was the first time a trans non-binary person has ever advanced to a general election for a seat in U.S. Congress. But I'm so much more than that. Our campaign is so much more than that. Our campaign is what we like to describe as an intersectional humanitarian campaign. It's all about human rights and social justice for everybody. And it LGBTQIA rights, trans rights specifically, play a huge part in that. But again, it's all intersectional. So it's really disappointing that the LA Times loves to gloss over everything that I've done to then put in the spotlight all of the corporate establishment candidates who have been, you know, their career politicians. And so there's very obvious bias in the media. And for some reason, they do not want trans people advancing. They do not want progressive people advancing. But the numbers are going to prove otherwise come March 5th.
Yeah, put some respect because, on your name, you know?
Yeah, because what we actually need in to make this democracy work is people who aren't owned by big money and corporate interests. Exactly. So the fact that you are able to get in there, shake stuff up, raise enough money to get your name out there, and then to get enough votes to get into there, this is what the future of democracy looks like. And I believe you when you say you stand for all of these important issues that you stand for, issues that are real, that are affecting this fucking state and this country. So, you know what? You've got my vote.
Thank you.
100%. And let's shake up this democracy and, like, let's actually get this big money out of there and get some real stuff done.
What I'm thinking is we do a campaign with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You both are in Selena wigs, very Veep. And then, and then, like, you're on the White House roof. You're looking at Jimmy Carter's old solar panels, talking about the future. And then you push her off and say, I'm next, bitch. Go vote March 5th.
I have a question. What are you going to wear that first day at Congress when you're elected in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a great question. I've actually talked about this with one of my good friends who is a designer who has already asked me to design my congressional office at the Capitol.
Elle Woods?
And, not Elle Woods. It's my friend Rory. He's a local designer here in Silver Lake. He does interior design, but he wants my outfit that I wear on Inauguration Day to match the office that he's going to be designing. So it's going to be our campaign colors. It's going to be lavender and mint. I'm picturing some sort of power suits. I'm picturing a big, luscious, beautiful power bob. And yeah, I think it'll be cute. I want to make a statement. I want it to be very drag, but also very, I'm here for business.
Sheer to waste.
I love it. Sheer to waste. We encourage you to go to maybeagirlforcongress.org and most importantly, to vote. March 5th in California, you can submit your mail-in ballots now or you can vote in person on March 5th.
And just to be clear, maybe is spelled M-A-E-B-E. So check that out. Support the doll. Support the candidates. Support progressivism. Progressivity?
Yes.
Progress. Support progress. Progress. Yeah.
Vote yes on maybe.
Vote yes on maybe.
Thank you for being here today.
It really does. Thanks for coming in, girl, and doing good work.
Thanks so much. I love being your political correspondent. Have me back anytime, especially once I'm elected.
Yes, girl.
Of her.
Bye, y'all.
We're back.
Mm-hmm. And this is the moment. This is the moment. Where we go spelunking deep inside the DMs.
This comes from Eager Beaver. Hello, Wise Willem, Ostentatious Alaska, and Dapper Dipper.
Get out of my way. Just let the music play.
What does ostentatious mean?
It means like showy, flashy, over the top.
Okay. Enthralled weekly listener and Mom Plus Gold member. So I have a weird problem. I'm having trouble bottoming. So I'm not a strict bottom, but I'm verse, and getting people to play with my dick is easy breezy, but it's extremely hard for me to find guys who are down to top me. The main issue is my dick. It's somewhat long and thick, so as soon as guys see it, it's the focus of the event, and the focus of the event becomes my dick. And yeah, I love fucking dudes and getting head, but I also like getting my ass ate and back broken. So I started just sending guys ass pics before the hookup, but even still, as soon as they see the dick fucking me or even playing with my ass, becomes at best second priority. So I guess I'm just wondering, how do I find guys that like dick but love ass? For priority boarding, I have attached pictures of the culprit and my ass. Wow.
We do feel really bad for you that you have such a huge cock.
I'm so sorry about those rippling abs, those pecs, that giant staff that I'm sure could lead a bottom to water. It's a divining rod for pleasure. It is huge. The veining on the side, you see that? It looks like something Rue could use for fracking.
It's architectural, really.
It is.
It's almost mid-century, that angle of that vein.
Yeah, it's really beautiful how it
I've been looking at coffee tables a lot.
The bisectionality of how it dissects that cock meat.
It's and so here's beautiful. Your ass, and you are on a sort of wooden pedestal here.
It's trying to get on some wood.
Showing the ass. Now, do you believe that old joke about, oh, there's no tops anywhere, oh my god, everybody's just the bottom? Oh. Do you believe that?
No, I believe that the tops are there. I think that there's less tops on apps because tops can go on an app and find a bottom lickety split.
So they're on less time.
Well, once they get a bottom, it's just like boop, boop, boop. They don't need to go back on the app because they got a roster of them. Bottoms right. are constantly looking for the new. Oh, let me get that new dick. Tops don't care. It's right. bottoms. So I think that if he wants to not let his dick be the focus, you can't bring it to the party. Like, put a jock strap or put a cage on and then you can get your ass to be the focus, and then you put on "Set Me Free." Why don't you, babe? Take out my cock. Why don't you, babe? Ooh. And then the dick comes out.
That's so Shakespearean. Like, oh my gosh, we fell in love, and then he revealed he had a huge cock. It's so elegant, so romantic.
Yeah. A 12-inch night.
I did. Yes, very that. Yeah, I mean, look, it's
this dick
out
could
there.
Whip up a tempest. Let me tell
and
you that.
You know, more and more, you know, the big dick top guys are getting fucked in the ass. I mean, look at Raheem. He gets fucked in the ass now.
I mean, I think he always did. He's just showing it.
Right. So we live in this age where, you know, everything is possible. So I believe that you can find what you're looking for.
And you know what else I'd like to notate? Clean feet. Look at that foot in that photo beneath
Very
the balls.
Nice.
Clean feet.
Yes.
To find a verse gentleman like this with clean feet, big dick. Oh,
I mean, hello.
Blessings. And
ladies,
this little buttonhole.
Tops, get in line.
This little winker. I love it. And this cabinet. With the grating, the radiator grating, I love it.
I like the cabinet. Yeah, that's really nice. Kind of that rustic look.
Let's see what Lucy has to say.
This comes from Lucy. Hi, ladies and Big Dipper. Love listening to you every week. I found this tweet, which I think describes a fabulous way to use the immunity potion. What do you think? Much love, Lucy. So this is a tweet from Mike Bloom. So the Drag Race potion works less like a survivor idol and more like safety without power. The person who drinks it leaves before any feedback and is automatically safe. So what if it could be used offensively rather than defensively? What does this mean? Imagine if Plain Jane feels that she's second behind Q in the challenge. Could she theoretically use the potion on Q, forcing her to be safe without critiques, and Jane would go on to win?
Oh, wow. This feels like a rule that hasn't been thought of until a girl tries it. This is smart.
I hate to poke holes, but I think that the potion has to be voluntarily consumed. So if Q thought she was a contender to win that week, she would say, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, but I mean, the power of the potion, does she have a say?
I don't know. I guess we will see.
Her inner saboteur could, you know, Jane and the inner saboteur could convince Q she really needs it, even if she was going to win.
Lucy should
Jane
be running
the outer the country. Saboteur.
Lucy, you're so smart.
These Survivor queens really, I mean, they think of everything. Survivor is twisted.
Is safety without power a Survivor term?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a certain type of immunity that you can win.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm curious to see what Plain Jane is going to do with that potion. I've heard a theory that she might try to redeem herself and use it to save somebody who's like beloved, who falls into the bottom.
Oh my God. I hope not.
And then she'd become America's hero or America's sweetheart, and Plain Jane would win the whole
season. No, she'd go back to zero. It would be a factory reset. Yeah, it would be a redemption, not a canonization by any means. Let's move on.
I'm very curious to see what happens with that potion, though. Can't wait.
Potions and lotions. This comes from D. Hello, Dolls, Diva, and Dip. Second time, long time, and I absolutely adore you both. I'm hoping you can give me some advice or a different perspective for the situation I've recently found myself in. This is a long one, but I need to provide some context. I'm in a new relationship with a man I've never had so much chemistry with someone, and I really, really like him. Love, even. We're both pretty sexual beings, and we both wanted an open relationship going into it, so we discussed our boundaries and what that would look like for us specifically. We were both in agreement, and that was that, or so I thought. Yesterday, we had a conversation about how he was acting weird after this past weekend. With some hesitation, he told me that he met up and had sex with someone the day before and bred them. Now, the problem is that, one, we discussed that he would tell me about his hookups right after they happened, and two, we agreed that he wouldn't get bred by others. So naturally, now I'm feeling a bit betrayed. He said he was going to tell me when we saw each other next, and that part I believe, but he said he didn't tell me immediately because he, in his words, felt ashamed about it, and he didn't know how to bring it up after it happened. What do I do? I want this to work since I may be in love, but this is obviously a red flag and I'm not sure how to proceed. Do you have any tips on navigating an open lifestyle? How do I get him to be more transparent with me without him feeling like he should be ashamed about hooking up? I'll leave you with this quote from the iconic music video Telephone featuring Beyonce that keeps going over and over in my head. Trust is like a mirror. You can fix it if it's broke, but you can still see the crack in that motherfucker's reflection. Thanks in advance, Dolls. Drick pick attached for priority Diva Diamond boarding. He ain't big, but at least he's pretty. Signed, one of your biggest fans in Austin.
He ain't big? Is that what you said? About your cock?
That's not big.
Is that a quarter at the base of it?
I know.
It is a quarter.
Crazy. I thought it was a dime.
Honey, Destiny turns on it.
But that's a quarter. Sir, your dick is huge. Sir, don't say it ain't big, but at least it's pretty. Come on.
It's more than a handful. I think that when you take the shame out of any situation, it gets better. and the he's having shame because he did something, or he did something that comes naturally to him, and because of the parameters he put on himself and his relationship with you, he feels shame about it, and you feel some sort of way because you want to be able to trust him with the within the parameters of the relationship that you've set, I feel like.
Well, I agree with you about...
How do we get rid of shame?
About the shame being removed. I mean, what I think is you don't have to really... I mean, he did tell you about it.
Yeah.
I mean, so it wasn't a complete betrayal of trust. He did tell you about it. He intended to tell you about it, and he did. And so if you see a future with this person, I mean, it's going to be, you know, you're going to be navigating this. I mean, you might get into a situation where something happens and you, you know, and you feel weird about it and, you know, you don't tell him right away or whatever. So, like, if you see a future with him, then, like, stay in that. And you're going to keep navigating this. It's not going to be perfect. It might be a little clunky at first. But if you guys are really, like, good for each other and you love each other, then you'll figure it out, I think.
I think that he should get him a cameo from Evelyn Champagne King. It just says, shame! I think that that would be a wonderful way of saying, yeah. Sorry I bred this guy. Shame! And it won't happen again, but it might. And we'll talk about it.
I don't know why I bred him.
Heavens in the mornings.
We want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hot Goss.
And a special thank you to our tip spot, Maybe a Girl, who is running for Congress right now. Please check her out if you are voting in the 30th Congressional District in California.
And remember, please take a moment to rate and review our show on your podcast apps.
And a shout out to all of our Mom Plus Gold subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the good pussy paywall.
We know you're listening.
And to sign up for Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold, you can visit mompodcast.plus.
Plus. And follow us on Instagram, at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
Please stay safe out there, everybody.
And we'll be back next week with another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
Hot Goss.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom! To get access to our monthly video episodes and tons of bonus content, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Alaska, Big Dipper, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Who, me?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.